Utah's tech industry has become a force in the state's economy, now accounting for one in about every seven jobs. But it hasn't been a huge political force when it comes to campaign contributions. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains.
Certainly the technology industry itself is growing dramatically. It's breathtaking.
That's Governor Gary Herbert speaking at the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit in 2018.
And by the way, you're helping to fuel a significant economic growth and expansion.
The tech industry in Utah has exploded in the last decade. Its job growth from 2007 to 2017 was more than double the employment growth in the tech industry nationwide, according to an analysis by the University of Utah's Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute. And in 2017, the industry was responsible for nearly 17% of the state's gross domestic product. And while the industry hasn't sunk a lot of that cash into exerting political influence through campaign donations, that may be changing. Dave Buehler is a political science professor at the University of Utah.
I've observed over the years as they've grown, their influence also growing. That can take a number of forms. One can be hiring lobbyists. It also could include making campaign contributions or supporting different candidates.
But campaign donations from tech haven't been a big factor in recent Utah elections. In 2016, when Herbert was running for re-election, tech accounted for about 4% of his major campaign donations, according to an analysis by KUER. That was basically all the major tech donations that year. Now, in this year's governor's race, about 8% of Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox's major donations and 3% of former Governor John Huntsman's have come from tech. But that pales in comparison to the industry's contribution to tech investor Jeff Birmingham's campaign. Almost one quarter of his major donations have come from tech. John Pastana, CEO of Provo-based software company ObservePoint, is one of the biggest tech donors in this year's governor's race. He and his wife Heidi have donated $200,000 to Birmingham.
First of all, Jeff is a friend of mine. I've known Jeff for a long time. I've done some business with Jeff. And Jeff is very freedom-minded, wants less government involvement in most things.
Pastana also gave $5,000 to a Provo City Council candidate last year. But local elections in Utah don't usually see such a sizable donation from the tech industry. In municipal elections here, like city council races, real estate organizations still reign supreme. In 2019, for every $1 spent by tech organizations, the real estate sector spent nearly $44 on local elections in the Silicon Slopes area. But compare tech's involvement here to its involvement in other tech hubs, like the Bay Area or Seattle, and you'll find something very different.
Tonight, Amazon drops big bucks in a Seattle election.
Amazon, all told now, has committed close to $1.5 million in this election cycle, meaning it's more.
Seattle Times politics reporter Jim Bruner says the city council there runs from liberal to very liberal. And in 2018, they passed a sizable tax on big businesses.
That kind of emboldened Amazon and some other business interests to say that there's a discontent with the ideological direction of the city council.
And the tech scene there has some big established companies. Microsoft has been politically involved for a while, and Amazon is now big enough, it's worth over $1 trillion, that it's become a significant player in elections. Back in Utah, much more conservative local and state governments are not levying big taxes and creating lots of new regulations. Clint Betts is executive director of Silicon Slopes, a Utah-based nonprofit organization that focuses on the tech sector. Betts says in the last couple years, local tech companies grew a lot.
Then we can pop our head up and look around the state and say, how could our voice be useful?
But instead of pushing back on new taxes and regulations like in Seattle, tech leaders in Utah have been partnering with the state to grow the industry and help mitigate some of the downsides of its growth. Betts says there's a collaborative spirit between government and business leaders in Utah. Plus,
we also build different companies than they do. The types of companies historically we've built are like software as a service tech companies,
which are not as ripe for regulation as a lot of Seattle and Bay Area companies.
They're much more established in terms of how they're regulated and how we go about it.
Although Utah tech companies and organizations seem to be putting more and more money into political campaigns, for now, Betts says that's not a part of his plan.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, us getting loud about the issues will be more effective.
But Betts says he doesn't know if that's the right move. Politics is still very new for him. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.